Obviously, you're going to be seeing a couple of familiar faces on the other side of the field from you on Sunday, and Brent Grimes and Tyson Clabo. Can you just talk a little bit about what they were like as players for you, and what they mean, how they can impact the game?
Well, both of those guys were integral parts of the success that we've had here in Atlanta. Tyson was a stalwart at the right tackle for us for all 5 years. And I think the thing that he brings is he brings a toughness to the game. He plays with a lot of toughness. Brent Grimes, probably the most athletic corner that I've ever coached. He has got unbelievable athleticism. He is small in stature, but plays a whole lot bigger. And he's really matured and become, in my mind, one of the better corners in the league.
Were you surprised at all at how quickly he was able to recover from that Achilles injury and play the way he's been playing these first couple of weeks?
Not at all. Brent's got a great work ethic. It doesn't surprise me. He does some amazing things on the football field athletically, and it doesn't surprise me that genetically that he is able to come back as quick as he has from that devastating injury in the first game last year.
Mike, with Clabo specifically, was it just a matter of finances?
Again, guys, your roster changes each and every year, and a lot of it has to do with economics. But each and every year you're going to have a different roster. You have to recalibrate your roster in the NFL every season. And there's a number of factors that come into it, but economics are definitely one of them.
Mike, the Dolphins have a emerging tight end / H-back in Charles Clay. Can you talk about how the tight end position has evolved to be such a force in the NFL nowadays?
Well, I think that we have a number of very good athletes that are playing that position that create matchup issues. Been very impressed with Clay, not only with his ability to line up in the traditional tight end positions, but they do move him around and can line him up in the backfield. So it creates a number of issues. But the tight end position, I think there's more athleticism in the league over the last 10 years. I think you see it evolve, and it creates matchup issues about who's going to cover him. Do you have a linebacker that can cover him? Do you have a safety that can cover him? Or do you have to have a big nickel that can cover him?
And along those lines, what has Tony Gonzalez done for Matt Ryan and you guys' offense and the ability to for everybody, Julio, Roddy, everybody, really?
Well, Tony Gonzalez was one of the early athletic tight ends to come into the league. And I think Ozzie Newsome, Shannon Sharp were guys that were before him. But Tony brings that athleticism and those matchup issues. And what Tony's brought to our team is a sense of work ethic. This is a guy that's going to go to the Hall of Fame 5 years after he retires, and he continues to work as hard as anybody on the field. He's the first guy out, and when he's not actually out there running plays, he's catching balls, and that rubs off on our entire team, not just the other tight ends, but the other offensive players, and it also trickles into our defense. We'll have guys coming out on their own prior to practice working because they've seen Tony Gonzalez do it and the success that he's had.
Mike, as a follow-up, do you sort of just shake your head at Tony Gonzalez? I mean, the level he's playing, I'm sure you exhaled when he said he was coming back, and I mean, just the high level he's still playing at, considering he started playing last century.
Well, Tony's got an unbelievable work ethic, but he's also got some really good genetics. He doesn't look like he's a 37-year-old football player. He's been very fortunate to not miss games. He stays healthy. He just has a knack for doing the things that you want a tight end to do. He's a complete package. And if somebody didn't know he was 37 years old, to just look at him, you would think he was in his mid-20s. He still moves around extremely well.
Mike, Ryan Tannehill, I know you didn't face him last year, so it might be tough to make this comparison, but he seems like a different quarterback this year compared to last year.
Been very impressed with Ryan. I think he is a quarterback that has a lot of very positive traits that you're looking for in a quarterback. One of the things that he does extremely well is he can throw the ball down the field. I think he's got an arm that's 50 to 55 yards from the line of scrimmage. He's very athletic. He can extend plays. Probably on the clock, when I say the 40-yard dash, probably one of the fastest quarterbacks in the league. He runs extremely well, and I think it helps him that he played wide receiver and he saw it from a different set of eyes, and I think that really helps him.
Mike, statistically, both Tony Gonzalez and Roddy White seem to be off to a slow start. I know Roddy has the high ankle sprain, but are they off to a slow start in your mind, and if so, why?
Well, what they've done in the past, statistically, you could say that, but Roddy has been really toughening out the last 2 weeks. Most people wouldn't even be out on the field or even consider going out there on the field with the injury that he's had. He's done an outstanding job with our athletic performance department, and we knew that it would be hard to keep him off the field. And I think he continues to get better and better after each game. And I think, again, it really depends on how people are going to try to defend us. If they're going to try to take Tony away and they make a concerted effort, then Julio is going to get his opportunities. If they're going to try to take away Tony and one of our wideouts, then Steven Jackson gets an opportunity. And I think the defenses really try to dictate how we're going to distribute the ball. And it's a chess match between the quarterback and the defensive coordinator and our offensive coordinator.
Coach, how accustomed have you become to Matt Ryan just being great every week?
Well, Matt has, since day one, he's been, I think, an elite quarterback in this league. His very first throw as a rookie was a 60-plus yard touchdown pass. He has a better understanding of the game, obviously, as he's gone through and seen 5 years of football, but it doesn't surprise me a bit. When we were doing our due diligence way back 6 years ago, you could see that at Boston College and his ability to play in pressure situations, and he had so many two-minute victories in college, and he's continued to do that here. Matt is a great leader. He's the, you know, he's arguably the leader of our you know, of our football team.
Mike, is there a sense that the Dolphins are a team on the move?
Oh, they're a very good football team. Glad we get to talk about them some, because I've been very impressed to go on the road to start the season and win two consecutive games on the road. That's not easy in the NFL. I think Coach Philbin and his staff have done a great job. They've reworked and recalibrated their roster from last year, so it's a different team. They made a concerted effort to go out in free agency and add some players, and I thought that they've done that in adding Brent Grimes, Daniel Ellerbe, Mike Wallace, Tyson Klebo. Those are guys that have playmaking ability, or if they're playing the non-skilled positions, have been very successful in this league. So I've been impressed with what they are doing both offensively and defensively. Mike Sherman is one of the best offensive minds in the league, and Kevin Coyle is doing a great job with the defense and the different looks that they're presenting.
Mike, along those lines, the Dolphins did bring in Philip Wheeler and Danelle Ellerbe to improve their speed. Could you talk about the front seven and the pass rush, and particularly regarding the speed of them?
Well, they're very fast up front. Right now, we're all aware that they lead the league through 2 weeks in sacks. They've generated 9 sacks. You know, and everybody is aware of what Cameron Wake is capable of doing with his 15-plus sacks last year. But they've got speed across the board. I'm very impressed with Oliver Vernon. Shelby's off to a great start. And, of course, the Deion Jordan, the first-round pick, he's got great speed. And inside, I've been impressed with the strength at which the guys are playing. You know, Randy Starks is playing in a backup role, but shoot, he would be a starter on probably the majority of the teams. And Jared Odrick has done a nice job. He can rush the passer from that three technique position that they're playing him at.
Mike, what's your opinion of how your offensive line has done so far?
Well, we've not played as efficiently as we'd like to. When you don't run the ball or protect the quarterback, the first place that everyone looks and points to is the offensive line. But it's a group that is learning one another, and it's not always about the offensive line. We've got backs that are involved in protection. We've got tight ends that are involved in protection. And we've got wide receivers that have to break off their routes that are part of the protection as well. So we as an offense have not played as efficiently as we know we can in the first 2 weeks.
And Mike, the injuries, how do you keep this from being a deflating experience from the standpoint that, you know, I'm sure teammates look around and, you know, they see that, you know, Ewing and Jackson aren't in the backfield, Weatherspoon isn't out there. How do you keep their spirits up and keep them from getting a little bit deflated?
Well, guys, from the very beginning, we talk about everybody has a defined role when you start the season, but those roles can change just like that. And we're always prepared for that. You have to have contingency plans, and that's going to happen through the season. And our guys understand that everybody is going to be held accountable when they go out and play. We're the Atlanta Falcons. We've got to go out and do it.